This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got Joshua Phillip on the line with me. Joshua is an editor and the senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, the only print newspaper, I guess I have to say, that I read whenever I get it. I do have a subscription to the hard copy, and I typically get a couple copies a week. These guys are really, really good. They are experts, for lack of better terms, on China. And Charlotte, who will be following up after we're done with Joshua here, Charlotte is an boots-on-the-ground expert and what's going on in Mexico. Two topics, China and Mexico, that are very, very relevant to what's going on in politics right now. A lot of people, Josh, are very worried about China from an economic standpoint and also from, from a trade standpoint and also from an infiltration, for lack of better term, standpoint. Should we worry about them, in your opinion, in terms of what's going on with trade?
Very, very much so. I would say the most recent red flag, the one that really got some attention, was the China 2025 project. When they announced this, they announced it as an internal program meant to replace, you know, the U.S. basically as the world technological leader. Now, when a lot of the terms the Chinese Communist Party uses are loaded terms. They have deeper meaning than you would immediately interpret if you don't know their kind of internal doctrine.
Okay.
China 2025 is pretty direct in its agenda, right? It ties into the One Belt, One Road initiative, them going to, you know, Africa, Latin America, Europe, trying to build infrastructure projects, and then managing those infrastructure projects after. But packaged in with that are, you know, their new GPS replacement, for example, their new U.S.-led internet system replacement, you know, an internet separate from the U.S.-led internet that can connect with it, but that can be, you know, separated on a dime. Technology into the infrastructure, such as the, you know, Golden Shield, the system, things meant for social control, totalitarian social control, and also the, you know, requirements that the Chinese Communist Party will manage this infrastructure after it's built. If you look into their ideas, technological leadership,
Josh, I got a question. You talk about social intervention. I want to talk about that shortly, but not right now. Right now, the big concern with our listeners and with virtually the big concern that's being expressed in the total media in the United States, the biggest concern that's expressed by our president, Donald Trump, is basically the danger that they pose to us from a trade standpoint. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, well, China's running circles around us with unfair trade practices. You know, we trade at a loss. We don't get a whole lot out of it. Our factories are going to China. When you sell off your factories, you sell off your manufacturing capability. You sell off not just the factories, but even the resource channels, supply. You know, the supply channels. You sell off. You know, they're going to Africa, Australia, different countries, buying up mines. They run the market for the rare earth minerals, which are needed for smartphones, you know, computers, you name it, solar panels, you name it. So when you're talking about them overtaking, say, U.S. manufacturing, global manufacturing, it's not just the factories. It's the whole, you know, nine yards, everything that goes with it. Logistics, raw materials, know-how. They're doing gray markets where they're manufacturing, say two production, you know, schedules of the product and then one for their own domestic market. It's they're learning how to do it. For them, this is for, you know, some of the U.S. companies in the long run. They're working with them until they can replace them. And in addition to that, they're using technology theft. They're hacking our networks, stealing our information. They're diverting traffic through China Telecom, which they've been caught doing. They've been sending students to companies for internships, learning how to do stuff and bringing it back to China. They're not just copying the technology. They're even copying management structures, how to run the companies. And then the Chinese Communist Party gives these companies money. They're able to trade at a loss. And so no U.S. company is capable of competing with them. Once they shut out their competition, then they then control the market. And they're using this method in countries in the world. They're moving quickly on it, too. And it's tied into long-term direct guidance from the Chinese Communist Party, the latest being China 2025, but there are many other projects. Project 863 Torch program, you know, many, many just like it.
I have to say, Joshua, the Chinese race, who I have an awful lot of respect for, I don't know if you remember or not, but my parents basically grew up in China. They have a totally different concept, and I've said this numerous times on the show on time frames. Now, China has been doing this for a long time, and the longer you're doing something, the better you get. And I have to say, when you talk about the gray market, which really did spike my interest, they're getting to be very, very good, and that's very, very dangerous for the United States.
Yeah, fully agreed. I think one important thing to clarify is the Chinese Communist Party destroyed a lot of the traditional Chinese values. They've tried to merge their identity with that of the Chinese people. They do not represent the Chinese people, though. This is a totalitarian regime that has killed somewhere between, 50 and 70 million Chinese people in the last, few decades. This is a totalitarian regime that has brought in social controls, the likes of which I don't think even Orwell could have imagined. It does not represent the Chinese people. And during the Cultural Revolution and other movements, it not only, I'd say, destroyed the culture, but even killed those who wanted to hold on to it.
Yeah.
It's true that they kept a lot of the deception that was involved in traditional Chinese warfare, things like Sun Tzu and such, which is real. But I would say that they tossed out the good parts. There were plenty of very righteous concepts, in my opinion, that existed in traditional warfare that they did. They kept the deception. They kept the kind of, cloak and dagger type stuff, the smoke and mirrors type stuff, but
right. All
the good tossed out.
Well, the thing that I was referring to really was Chinese people who I know in the United States. Many of them were fairly recent immigrants, but many of them also were not fairly recent immigrants. Many of them had been here for a couple of generations. And right now, for example, Vancouver, British Columbia, which is just a scant 45 minutes north of where I'm sitting right now, is practically, I would say they are probably 40% Chinese, and a very high percentage of the remaining 60% would be like another Asian group of people, Koreans, for example. But Chinese are very, very bright. They're very, very conniving. One thing a lot of people don't realize, we've got to wrap this thing up here in about 30 seconds or thereabouts. One thing people don't realize is China had the world's largest economy for years and years and years until the Opium Wars. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's true. You know, 5,000 years of history. I don't think any other country in the world has maintained the same basic system for that long. It's incredible. It's a very deep culture as well. You're talking about many dynasties. Every dynasty had its own dress, its own
right.
values, its own culture. You have, military doctrine going back 5,000 years.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I have to. We've got to take a commercial break here. People really have to realize that China is a very, very, very formidable opposite to us. Josh Phillip, thank you so much, my man.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
A Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to make one comment about Joshua Phillip. Joshua and Charlotte Cuthbertson, who are going to be on the show later, in a later segment. Actually, Joshua obviously was just on it, are a couple of really great people. I love their paper, and I love the type of reporting that they do. I have Chris Temple on the line right now with me. Chris and I are going to talk also a little bit about a specific aspect about the wall with Mexico that Chris brought up that I think is really interesting. Chris, the question becomes, does Donald Trump, does the administration have the ability without the support of both the House and the Senate, i.e. Congress, do they have the ability to provide funding for this wall?
Well, the argument I would make were I on Trump's legal team is that, and you have to understand how we got to this point, and I want to talk about that, but he probably has more ground under the different provisions of the president being able to take unilateral action than did Barack Obama when he issued an executive order over the so-called Dreamers. And really screwed that whole thing up. I mean, Congress should have dealt with that, and I think that's what the Supreme Court ultimately is going to say when they address what Obama did with the Dreamers. In the case of the president, this is more of a direct threat as he is selling it to national security. Now, the Democrats are going to cry foul and whatnot. You know, we're recording this Thursday afternoon. By the time people listen to this, we don't know if the president will have made the decision to get his border security by executive order, because it's becoming very clear he's not going to get it any other way. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, for everybody involved here, you have had for decades now this, and people, our founding fathers warned about this in every way, and it's not just the executive branch, it's Congress, which 95% of what they do was never contemplated by Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. It's the Supreme Court, because the overwhelming majority of decisions they have made, they have legislated, they have not stayed within constitutional boundaries and dealt with stuff that they should have dealt with. So all across the board, government has gotten bigger, more powerful, more onerous. And to this day, I use the example, Al, of back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was president. And there was an instance where he ordered the bombing of Libya, and a lot of people on Capitol Hill, mostly Democrats, got up in arms and said, how dare you do that? You didn't come to us for permission and so forth. And as matter-of-factly as you could possibly imagine, Jim Baker, who during that particular manifestation of his multifaceted service for Republican presidents was the Secretary of State, he goes in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and says, we didn't have to ask you one damn thing, because what the president did was authorized under Section 51, or Article 51, I'm sorry, of the United Nations Charter. So in many ways, presidents, Congresses, Supreme Courts have been exercising ever more powers well beyond what was ever contemplated. The Democrats shouldn't cry, because they thought it was fine when Obama did it over the Dreamers. And frankly, I hope President Trump does do it over border security.
Well, I have to tell you, regarding border security, and we're going to talk about that the last couple of segments with Charlotte, who spent a very large amount of time down on the border, going all the way from Mexico through Arizona and then into California. From what she was telling me, and from what I know about statistics, from what I know about what I hear about the bad guys who are coming in, I believe we do need border security. To me, it's just common sense, basic common sense, and I can't see how anybody can be against that unless they're simply trying to garner votes. Now, what I find to be interesting is that both Pelosi and Schumer, when they initially, when the subject of border security came up, and that was prior to the election of President Trump, they were for it 1,000%, Chris, and now they're trying to buy votes, for lack of better terms, and they're no longer for it 1,000%. You want to comment on that one, buddy?
Well, you know, that's true, and you know, when I was watching everybody's competing presentations to the country the other night, the president was lousy in his presentation. He's much better off the cuff than he is reading from a teleprompter, even though the latter is supposed to keep him out of trouble and keep him from having a greater chance of putting his foot in his mouth. And then you have the two twins from The Shining,
Yeah.
the amount of money that was spent on them just for makeup would have paid for the border wall, for crying out loud. I mean, that was a real horror show. I thought Trump was bad as far as the appearance. Those two really were over the top,
yeah.
And not in a good way. But you're right. I mean, whether it's those two, whether it's President Obama, who, and God bless him for it, that Donald Trump is making him eat their own words from, you know, before he was president, and he's not.
Why doesn't the damn press report that?
Because the press, like the rest of them, has Trump derangement syndrome. They hate this guy. Donald Trump could save a black family from a burning building, and the coverage would be that Donald Trump let the building burn down.
Right.
That's what you're dealing with. And right. And you know me, I'm not a Trump apologist. I'm not a Trump sycophant. I also don't have Trump derangement syndrome. I'm a scorekeeper. I call things as I see them. On this, he is 100% correct, and every day he should, you know, and Republicans on Capitol Hill, at least some of the conservative media, every day, repeatedly, they should beat these people over the head with their own comments, because it has become abundantly clear. And I'm not the biggest fan of the idea of a wall to begin with, okay? I think there's other issues here. And I think the wall has become a caricature. But when these same people supported all of this stuff and more, and the only reason identifiable you can find that they're against it now is because the guy pushing it, his name is Trump, you know, that tells you what where things are at right now. And like Trump even said himself, and he does constantly exaggerate, but this is from Pelosi and Schumer, all about the 2020 elections already. And it reminds me of a cartoon I had a guy do for me when I was writing about this issue 20 years ago when Gore and Bush Jr. were running against each other. And unlimited immigration, Al, is cheap labor for Republicans and cheap votes for Democrats.
That's
and
right.
The Democrat Party pushes this. They every time there's any voter ID law, they want you to have a driver's license or some kind of ID. It's always the Democrat Party that's against it, because they know that the more undocumented people that they have in this country that are allowed to get through and vote, they know the majority are going to vote for them.
Yep. Well, and that's very true. It's a sad state of affairs that we've come to, Chris. It really is. I mean, right now the only defense, or I guess I should say offense in this case, that Pelosi, Schumer, and the Dems have is it's all simply emotions. They're not using facts whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick commercial break. We're going to be talking about this at length with Charlotte Boots on the Ground Cuthbertson. Mr. T, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's day 22, and the partial government shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history. The president is again threatening Congress.
If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
Congress is now at recess for the weekend. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still blames the president for the continued shutdown.
It's a needless crisis that is inflicting pain on the American people.
The president has spent the past few days highlighting what he sees as the security and humanitarian crisis at the border. About 800,000 federal workers missed paychecks on Friday. Many of them tweeted pay stubs that read $0. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Charlotte Cuthbertson right now, editor and I believe reporter for the Epoch Times. I want to say that we're going to get some very, very interesting comments from Charlotte that hopefully really tell it the way it is. I'm going to talk about something with Charlotte that I put on the internet earlier today. It's entitled Remarks by Vice President Pence After Meeting with Congressional Leadership on Border Security. This came out on January 9th. I want you to read it. It isn't that long. It's fairly lengthy, but it isn't that long. But it really, really opens up your eyes as to the evil nature of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Before we get into that political issue, though, Charlotte, what I want to ask you is I'm billing you on the show, or identifying you on the show, I guess I should say, as Charlotte Boots on the Ground Cuthbertson. Now, you just interviewed, if I'm not mistaken, the sheriff of Tijuana. Is that correct?
No, actually, it was a sheriff in Texas, Jackson County, Texas, and he was actually with President Trump down at the border yesterday, and he's actually heading to the White House now for a roundtable on border security and immigration.
Charlotte, what is your opinion based on what you've seen for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks spending time on the border? Do we need border security, or is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer correct that we probably don't even have a problem? Is that even close to being correct?
Well, I talk to Border Patrol and I talk to border sheriffs, and every one of them that I've ever talked to have said border security in the way of walls work. But not only walls, they want fencing or physical barrier, whatever you'd like to call it. but you need the manpower and the technology to go with it. So it's a full package, but everywhere that that exists, it works. And so if the experts that are down there on the front lines are saying that in unison, then I think we have to take that seriously.
Do we have the technology? Let's not use the word wall. Let's use the wall from now on, the word wall from now on, basically as synonymous with just effective border security. Do we have the technology right now from what you've seen over the last number of weeks? Do we have the technology to provide effective border security?
Technology on its own, from what I understand, isn't enough. I was in Arivaca, Arizona recently, where there is either nothing or there's a four-strand barbed wire fence. And Customs and Border Protection have two surveillance towers in the area. But because of the mountainous region, those towers don't see into the valleys where most of this cartel activity is going on as far as smuggling aliens and smuggling drugs. I hung out with a group, Arizona Border Recon, who has hidden trail cameras there, and they catch group after group in full camo gear with backpacks on, with their shoes that hide their tracks, just strolling into the U.S.
Charlotte.
So, you know,
yeah.
You need it all.
Charlotte, let me ask you this. Is the real problem when it comes to U.S. security, is the real problem the criminal element coming out of Mexico, the drugs coming out of Mexico, or is the real problem less dangerous than that and all simply people who are trying to get across to provide, admittedly illegally, to provide themselves with a potential for a better life, or is the real problem, again, I want to repeat this, the illegal element, and they're all illegal, of course, but the criminal element and the element of smuggling and drugs, which of those problems is greater?
I don't know if you can separate them, Al. I think the idea of people coming into the country illegally, you know, there are legal pathways to come into this country. You can claim asylum at any of the 26 ports of entry along the southwest border, at any airport. You don't need to come into the country illegally to claim asylum. You know, I was looking up the statistics in Texas today. In the last 7.5 years, there have been more than 500 homicides committed by illegal aliens. I mean, if you want to talk to their families and ask them what the bigger problem is, I don't know if you can separate them. The opioid crisis is devastating communities. That's just as bad. So I don't know if there's, you know, a worse illegal crime either way. But all seems bad to me.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me that Donald Trump really is... really wants to get his way because I think he's got a big ego, or maybe a small ego in reality, I'm not really sure. But is the real problem purely and simply the criminal element coming in, the amount of illegal drugs coming in? Is that the real problem?
That is a definite problem. Do you mean coming over, crossing illegally? Are you saying because of the wall?
I'm saying, is the major problem with illegal immigration, aside from the fact that a whole bunch of people are breaking the law, but is the major problem, the problem of consequence to the American people, number one, the criminal element coming in, and number two, coupled with that, the amount of illegal drugs coming in?
Right. Yes. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Both of those are devastating communities.
Okay, so that in your opinion is the big problem. And what I don't understand, and maybe I need to get a different perspective on this from someone like yourself, is I don't understand how a rational politician who pulls the strings, like a Nancy Pelosi and a Chuck Schumer, why they don't understand that the gravity of the problem isn't the average Mexican slipping across the border, coming in and getting a job as a gardener. That's not the major problem. The major problem that concerns the Republicans is the criminal element that's coming in, plus the huge amount of illegal drugs that are coming in. If that is the major problem, which you led me to believe it is, I simply don't understand how anybody can say, you know, I'm not interested in stopping that.
Right. If the job of the president and the politicians are to, you know, swear an oath to protect and serve their people or uphold the Constitution, which protects Americans, then I would think that keeping Americans secure should really be front of mind for everyone. But also not to forget that there are a lot of pathways for people to come into America legally, and I think no one has an objection to that.
And you're saying what? You're saying no one? You know what? We've got to take a real quick commercial break, Charlotte, here in just about 30 seconds. I want to get into that aspect of the situation at length and get your opinion, because you've been down there for a lot of time. You spend a lot of time down there, boots on the ground. You're actually seeing, you're talking to people who are in a position that they can tell you the truth. And what I want to say is I want to talk about the aspect of perhaps making it possible to allow more people in legally. Is that a viable option? And that's what we're going to address in this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting with Jeffrey Christian. He is the managing partner over at CPM Group. And Jeff, we will talk about the metal sector and different aspects within the metal sector. But first, I just want to get your initial comment on the overall health of the U.S. economy and the U.S. markets, simply because there's so many differing opinions out there. There are some people who are uber bearish and some people who still think that, you know what, there could be some decent growth for U.S. economies and the U.S. market still might be moving higher. This all relates to Fed policy as well. I just have to ask you, where do you stand? Are you bullish, bearish, neutral on the U.S. economy and the U.S. markets throughout 2019?
We're pretty much right in the middle. I wouldn't say we're neutral. I mean, we're looking for a relatively strong growth in the U.S. economy overall. Not as strong as last year, but still relatively healthy. We're not necessarily looking for a recession in the United States. You know, we are in the late stages of an economic expansion. That's quite clear from some of the factors like productivity and wage gains and housing and auto sales. But we're not sure that we roll over into a recession this year or next year. Politics obviously have a lot to do with that. So we think that the uber bears are overly bearish and the uber bulls are overly bullish. I think there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty on the part of the financial markets right now. So you'll have an individual investment bank where one part of the bank is saying that they're looking for strong growth and a positive stock market, and another part of the same bank might be talking about, you know, another 30% down on the Dow over the course of 2019. I think that uncertainty is going to be in there, and that's going to feed into our expectations on precious metals. But I think it's also going to serve as something of a break on consumer demand and business investment in 2019, which will keep that growth going, but not running very strongly and not running as strongly as it was in 2018.
Okay, so just as you said, this uncertainty should help out the precious metals, and it already has been helping out the precious metals. Just look at the bottom and the base that was put in that really ended in October when gold and silver started moving higher. In terms of gold, though, right now, is it mostly just a fear trade in your eyes, people just being uncertain, trying to protect some of their capital?
I wouldn't necessarily say fear trade, but it's definitely portfolio diversification. You are seeing a number of participants who are looking at gold and silver as capital appreciation plays. So you're seeing people who say, you know, these things have been hammered down over the course of the second half of 2018. The stock market has been hammered down somewhat, but it's still relatively high. The bond market is still relatively high. Bonds and stocks are still vulnerable to the downside. Gold and silver seem to be more likely to rise from current levels than they are to fall. Some value investors on a shorter term basis in the markets, but we're also seeing a lot of other people who are saying, as I said earlier, yes, you know, regardless of what you think about today or tomorrow or the next 2 months or 3 months, we're probably moving into the late stages of an economic expansion, and that's bad for the stock market, and it's probably going to be good for gold and probably also for silver.
Now, regarding silver, some of the bulls for the precious metals have been saying, look, silver is finally starting to outperform gold, lead to the upside. What do you have to say to those comments?
You know, I'm very cautious. We think that the silver price could rise 12 or 13% this year on an annual average basis, which would put it around $18 or $19 by the end of the year. But that's $18 or $19. You know, you're not talking about $30, $40, $50 the way some of these guys are. But you have to take that 13% increase in context. Gold prices rose about 0.2% last year on an annual average basis. We expect them to rise about 0.2%, about 2% this year. So you're seeing gold prices, we're expecting gold prices to rise at a modest pace on an annual average basis. But with silver, okay, it's plus 13%. It's a much greater increase than in gold. But that's because silver was off 9% last year. So silver's sort of playing catch up with gold because silver was hit much harder in the second half of 2018 than gold was. So, yeah, we're bullish. And, yes, we think that the price is headed in the right direction and investors are starting to come back onto the long side of the silver market. And you're seeing, you know, continued strong demand for silver and electronics and solar panels and a couple other applications. But the reality is that silver's playing catch up with gold because it got hammered so hard in the second half of last year.
So, Jeff, because CPM works with so many different type of clients providing advice on the resource market, I always find it interesting to hear from you if you think that new money is actually starting to come into this sector or if it's just money that has been sitting on the sidelines looking at this market. Essentially, are the precious metals drawing new investors in right now, or is it the same breed that's just putting their money back in?
It's sort of the same breed. We did see a wave of new investors really in 2016, 2017, into early 2018. People who probably were not involved in gold and silver futures or ETF basis or even the mining shares in the past. But I think that a lot of those people have backed away due to the weakness that we saw in the second half of last year. And right now, I think what you're seeing is people who have been in the precious metals on a cyclical basis coming back in on the long side, having either gotten off to the sidelines or actually gone short last year.
So, Jeff, when it comes to maybe some of the stocks or some of the companies underlying these precious metals, do you see a sweet spot there? Do you see an area or an environment where certain sectors within the precious metals could outperform this year if we do see just a general increase in precious metals prices?
In terms of the stocks, you know, I think that you might want to look at late stage exploration and pre-development type companies and also mid-tier producers, because I do think that the mergers and acquisitions and takeover aspect of the precious metals will probably continue as you have some of these larger guys looking to buy growth because they can't find it organically in their own exploration programs. So, but you know, we tend to look more at the commodities than at the equities. But that said, you know, the equities have been doing, gold equities have been doing somewhat better than gold. But again, it's like silver. They were hammered down so severely in 2018 that you're finding some bottom feeders picking up stocks now.
Are you guys playing a lot or paying a lot of attention to these battery metals? They've really come on trend. A couple years ago, a bit of the bullishness seemed to dissipate. Do you see that carrying over at all?
Well, we've been on record as being relatively cautious on cobalt, if not outright bearish. And you know, we're not so much bearish on lithium as we are on bearish on new lithium exploration, development, and production. You know, our view is that the expectations of the introduction of electric vehicles in the metals markets far exceeds the expectations in either the auto industry or the electricity production and distribution industry. And you talk to the auto industry and the electric industry, they do see electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles coming along, but at a much slower pace than, say, the lithium exploration people and some of the stock analysts on Bay Street in Toronto seem to expect. So we're being more cautious. You are seeing substitution away from cobalt. So we've been more bullish on manganese than we have been on cobalt. We've been warning people not to invest in like lithium mining properties outside of Chile and Argentina, and not to invest in cobalt properties except things that are in production at a low cost right now, because, you know, our expectation was, and we're starting to see it, engineering, cobalt being engineered out of batteries. And part of what's happening is you're moving out of cobalt into nickel and manganese. And the electric vehicle market is a very big component of cobalt demand, but it's a relatively small part of the nickel and manganese markets. So you're not necessarily going to see tremendous demand or price increases in you know, core manganese and core nickel, but you will see very strong demand and price strength in nickel sulfate and manganese sulfate, because that's what's actually used in the batteries, and that's where you have the capacity constraints. So, you know, we've been more cautious on electric vehicles than a lot of other people, simply because there's not enough electricity around to see as rapid a transition to electric vehicles as some people seem to think that there will be.
All right, there you have it from Jeffrey Christian. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the first hour of the weekend edition. Please keep in touch, Fleck@kereport.com. Jeff, have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks again for your time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.